Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Jason Garrett back on the morning show here on 105.3 The Fan. Good morning, Coach. Good to have you back.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
We're doing very well. How are you doing?
Doing great, thanks.
What was your overall assessment of the game that has all of DFW buzzing with excitement?
Yeah, I thought we did some good things in the game in all three phases. Once we settled in after that first drive offensively, I thought we were able to have a good mix. Obviously made a lot of big plays and cashed them in. I think we scored touchdowns on four or five consecutive possessions, and obviously that's good. That's what you're looking for. We were productive, throwing the ball, not only efficient but explosive, and again, cashed them in on the end of those drives. So I thought the protection was outstanding. Dak really had a comfortable pocket the whole game, and he made great decisions, threw the ball to the right guy. I do think we maintained some balance. I thought Kellen did a really good job mixing the run and the pass and creating some different looks for the defense to have to deal with. Defensively, I thought that first drive when they had the big run and they were able to cash it in. Obviously, that's not the way we wanted to start, but I do think we settled in after that. They can be a very dangerous team. Obviously that running back is a big time player. So every time the ball snapped, you have to be on the screws to make sure you keep him under control. I thought it got a little leaky at the end. That second last drive is not what we wanted to finish up the game, but there were a lot of really positives on both offense and defense. I thought special teams, did a good job as well. I mean, thought they did some good things to help us create some field position favorable for our offense and for our defense throughout the game.
Coach, how much different was the offense yesterday compared to years past in terms of either scheme or philosophy?
I don't really want to compare it. We've tried to make a big emphasis on really focusing on how we can use these players and try to be multiple and attack different ways. So again, I thought we did a good job as an offensive staff. I thought Kellen did a really good job, calling the game and again, attacking different ways. And that's really what we want to do. You can do that a lot of different ways, the way we're trying to do it with this team. We're going to try to use tempo, try to use formation and movement. And again, run and pass is really important for us. When you run the ball like we do and you show a commitment to the run, you get so many other things that come alive. The play action game comes alive. I think you saw that yesterday. And that'll be a big piece of what we do as we go forward.
Coach, how unusual or rare is it in all your years around the game to see someone with Kellen's, lack of coaching experience go in and call a game like this? Or did you have to be a little safety net for him, pay a little bit more attention to the offense with this being his first official game call?
Well, there's no question. We have a young staff on offense, but we believe in those guys. We believe in Kellen. We believe in Mark Colombo. We believe in some of the veteran coaches that we have over there. And I think Kellen's done a really good job, leading that offensive staff. And it's a very much of a collaborative effort. And those guys are all involved in it. I think that's a really positive thing. The communication is really good in terms of how we put it all together, in the spring and throughout training camp. And then as we game plan, and then the communication during the game was really good. Not only coaches among coaches, but coaches and players really getting some input. And again, Kellen did a really good job orchestrating all of it. The goal is to attack defenses different ways. And again, it starts with run and pass and the different things you can do. And I thought we did a good job of that yesterday. And it wasn't perfect. We'll learn from some of the things that happened in the game and hopefully grow and get ready for the next challenge this week.
Coach, one of the questions a lot of fans have sent our way is, where's this been? If this has been something that's been capable over the last couple of years, is this something that we could have done in the past? But this new offense, the aggressiveness, why the now?
Yeah, I guess the biggest thing we try to do is focus on ourselves and what we need to do now. And again, there were a lot of good things that happened in the game yesterday. And we'll learn from the good and the bad and try to, prepare as best we can for this next challenge in Washington. Obviously, they played a good game yesterday against Philadelphia. So we have great respect for them. And the biggest thing we want to do in all three phases of our team is learn from this experience and grow each week as the season goes on.
Jason Garrett here with Sean and RJ on a Cowboys Monday. How much of yesterday, Coach, do you think was Dak just being as comfortable as he's ever been versus some of the mechanical changes that you and Coach Kitna have been working on with Dak?
Yeah, Dak has been a really good player for us right from the start. And obviously, he's well documented. He started as a rookie and won 13 games and did so many great things for us over the course of his first three seasons. And, you know, one of the things that you love so much about him is he's always working to get better. You know, he loves football. He loves being part of this team. He loves leading this team. And he's always, always trying to improve himself so he can be the best quarterback he can be for this team. So, you know, whether it's working on fundamental things, the technique of his footwork, of his throwing motion, whether it's understanding what we're doing, what the opposing defense is doing, all of those things. He's a tireless worker. We don't have anybody who works any harder than he does. So, you know, he'll continue to get better and better and better. And, you know, with experience, if you go about it the right way and you learn from the good and learn from the bad and keep trying to grow, you're going to improve. And he's certainly done that right from the start. And, you know, we're lucky to have him. His approach is outstanding. It's contagious throughout our team. He did an excellent job yesterday in the game.
Coach, 13 carries for Zeke. How did you guys approach his workload plan going in?
Yeah, the biggest thing with him was that we just had to be mindful of you know, where he has been, you know, in recent weeks. And, you know, he missed all of training camp. He had three practices this week leading up to this game. And clearly he kept himself in shape. His weight was good. His stamina was good. But it's still, it's different playing in a game for anybody. And as good as a player he has been, as he has been for us over the course of his first 3 years, it was important for us to be really deliberate in what his workload was going to be. So the idea was to kind of split the reps between him and Tony. Jermaine Olawale was going to play a lot on third down to kind of alleviate some of those snaps and then just watch him. And, you know, we had a couple drives in the first half that were longer drives, and, you know, he was out there for a little bit. So I think he had 27 snaps in the first half and then played maybe 8, 9, 10 more for the rest of the game. So we just had to make sure that, you know, even though we have so much confidence and trust in him, that we had a healthy respect for where he had been and having only had three practices coming into the ball game. And we have a lot of confidence in those other guys, so we just wanted to mix it up throughout the game.
You almost hurt Jason Witten after the touchdown celebration. He was beaming with smiles in the victory formation huddle. What were the emotions that you and Witten had with him returning yesterday?
Yeah, just so great to have him back. He's been such a great player, you know, for this franchise and really as an ambassador in the NFL throughout his career. And he's been such a joy to coach. And he's such a pro, and he does everything the right way, and he's such a great example to his teammates, and he loves to play. And I think that was the big draw for him, just desire to get back and continue to play football. He knew there was still some meat on the bone, and I'm so glad that he listened to his heart and listened to his gut. And he came in shape in the off season and has worked his tail off all throughout the off season and training camp like he always has. And I just think he was excited to get out there, and it was great for him to score that touchdown and make a couple other plays in the ball game. And I know how much he loved being there, and I know how much we all loved having him back.
Jason Garrett right here every Monday on 105.3 The Fan. Do you have any major injuries that you're worried about from yesterday, Coach?
You know, as we left the stadium last night, not really. Jeff Heath got banged up a couple times in the game. So, you know, hopefully he's feeling better today, but nothing really new to report.
Is Zach Martin laboring you feel good about Zach's status?
Yeah, Zach did well in the game. He hadn't practiced a lot coming back from that back injury, but he certainly played well and did a good job. As we got ahead in the game, we wanted to try to take some snaps off of him, so we put Xavier Suofilo in there. But Zach did a good job in the game. It's good to see him out there playing and playing at a high level.
Coach, did you guys have any conversation about maybe bringing in Antonio Brown after he was released?
We did not.
Coach, congratulations. Awesome start to the season. Have a good Monday, a great week, and hopefully we can have the same feeling next week. Great job.
Okay, guys. Good talking to you.
Coach Jason Garrett on the buyersafety.com hotline.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.